From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
Goldman Sachs is expected to name a new CEO this week, possibly even this morning. The likely replacement for current CEO Lloyd Blankfein is reportedly David Solomon, Goldman Sachs' current president. We're going to talk about this with Charles Elson, corporate governance expert at the University of Delaware. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning to you.
So why is it that we care that Goldman Sachs is getting a new CEO? There's lots of banks on Wall Street.
Well, Goldman Sachs has really been considered one of the preeminent investment banks in the United States for many, many years. They are at the absolute top of their field and have been for a long time. You also have to remember that Goldman Sachs has had huge influence over American finance policy. You can count several of the secretaries of the Treasury, including the current Secretary of the Treasury, came out of Goldman at one time or another. And that's why whoever runs it, it's important to the rest of us who happens to be in charge.
Goldman Sachs' trading division has been less profitable ever since the recession, and so it's been sort of pivoting towards more consumer lending. What's that going to look like, and do you think that David Solomon would continue that?
If that was the direction that the bank was moving in, he's obviously been a significant part of that direction, the emphasis of trading and the emphasis, obviously, on consumer banking. That's something the chair of the bank, Mr. Blankfein, has pushed. I would expect that it would continue. On the other hand, you know, once someone becomes a CEO and their predecessor retires, disappears, they're on their own. And no telling what direction you'd go in. I mean, if you think about it, he was an investment banker. The old joke, this isn't your father's Oldsmobile. This isn't your father's Goldman Sachs.
Charles Elson, corporate governance expert at the University of Delaware. Thanks so much.
Great speaking with you as well.